Earlier this month, Mexican reporter Santiago Barroso was shot and killed when he answered a knock at his front door. The radio host and columnist became the fourth journalist killed so far in Mexico this year, where the murder of journalists is a growing problem, according to our next guest. Jan Alber Hotzen is with the Center to Protect Journalists, and he's based in Mexico City, and he joins me via Skype. So let's put this into context to begin with. What does this say about how dangerous it is to be a journalist in Mexico right now?
So what this murder says about the dangers of being a reporter in Mexico is that there are basically two huge problems here. And the first one is the complete lack of protection that journalists enjoy here in the country, especially in the States. So I'm not talking about Mexico City, Guadalajara, or Monterrey, but about the sort of rural areas, especially in the border. Journalists generally have to go out there with very limited degree of protection, either from their own outlet or from federal institutions. And the second main problem is that there's a very, very high degree of impunity in crimes against the press. All in all, it's above 95%, meaning that the vast majority of crimes go unpunished, which obviously incentivizes people who want to commit crimes against reporters or against news outlets, because basically they don't get caught if they do.
Wow. And how does it compare there in Mexico to the rest of the world? The Committee to Protect Journalists, I know, tracks this all over the world.
That's correct. We track these crimes against the press all over the world. And according to our assessments and our research, Mexico is the most dangerous country for journalists in the Western Hemisphere.
Wow.
It has the highest degree of impunity. It has the highest number of murders, and it also has the highest number of just non-lethal crimes that we get reported every day, every single day.
So what is behind this? Is this unique to Mexico because, like you're saying, no one is punished for it? Or is this unique to Mexico because of, you know, things like the cartels or organized crime?
Well, part of it is unique in the sense that Mexico has a very generalized crime problem that affects all sectors of society. So in that sense, journalists are not alone in being targeted.
Mm-hmm.
But what's unique in Mexico is the fact that Mexico has this cartel problem where organized crime groups specifically target reporters because they touch on their interests. They report on drug trafficking routes. They report on human trafficking routes. They report on political corruption, and they get targeted because of that. And very often, it's not just organized crime, it's actually the state that's involved. We see a very high degree of collusion between state actors, for example, police officers, local politicians, municipal officers, and organized crime, up to the degree that in many areas in the country, it's impossible to distinguish between or to ascertain where organized crime ends and local authorities begin. There's such a high degree of insertion of organized crime in municipal governments, especially.
Right, right. So how much, I guess, then, has this hurt press freedom there? I mean, among the journalist community there, is there a sense that we do this anyway, or is there a sense that you better, you know, be careful what you report on?
It depends a little bit where you are, who you are, and what you report on. There is press freedom in Mexico. You, here in Mexico City, for example, you can speak your mind. You can voice certain opinions, and you can conduct certain investigations. But there are other areas, specifically northern states such as Tamaulipas or Chihuahua, where the violence against the press is so omnipresent, so constant, and the threat so constant, that these areas become what we call silent zones. And these are areas where journalists no longer engage in any meaningful investigative reporting and basically restrict themselves to reporting on news bulletins that are published by the authorities, or they stick to certain rules that are imposed to them, sometimes explicitly by organized crime.
And what are the implications of that, do you think, on the broader problem? Like, if no one's there to report on it, is it just going to continue?
Well, obviously, if nobody reports on issues such as corruption, such as organized crime or abuse of power by the authorities, nobody else is going to report on it. And another problem is that it directly affects Mexican democracy, because you need healthy, proactive journalism to be able to determine who you should, for example, vote for. In certain areas in the country, there might be political candidates that are compromised by corruption, but we just have no idea to what degree, because journalists fear so much reporting on it that they just don't do it anymore. So it strikes at the very heart of Mexican democracy and the very heart of Mexican civil society, and is becoming an increasing problem.
Yeah, and as it increases, is there any response from the government, especially this new government in Mexico there?
Over the past, what we call sexenios, those are the 6 years that a Mexican federal government can govern, and presidents cannot be reelected constitutionally here. So over the past two sexenios, the past 12 years, There had been some answers from successive Mexican administrations, for example, by creating institutions such as the Federal Mechanism for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders and Journalists, a special prosecutor's office. But these seem to be a drop of water on a hot boiling plate, because ultimately the levels of violence and impunity have only gone up. So one could safely say that the past governments have not been really committed to solving this problem. And when we talk about the new government, the one that was inaugurated on December 1st of last year of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, it's a little disconcerting that there doesn't appear to be a real comprehensive press freedom agenda. The new government has made some positive statements, such as saying that they will no longer allow killings of journalists, that they will no longer allow censorship of the press, that they are committed to protecting reporters. But in practice, we don't see any real steps towards that end. So we're very worried about the fact that this current government has been in power for more than 100 days and hasn't yet laid out anything that we could construe as a comprehensive agenda.
Yeah. All right. Jan Albert Hoetzen, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you for having me.